Yeah, mate.
Get Fact with Darren Moore.
For this first Get Fact, I need to just set a little context. Do you know the actor Mark Strong?
No.
I don't, you might, negative. You probably do, but you just don't know his name. If you remember the first Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr., he was the bad guy. And if you've watched the Cruella de Vil, he was the bad guy who was the assistant to Emma Thompson's character. And then
I know exactly who you mean. I'm looking at him.
Okay, so that's Mark Strong. He actually is probably one of the most prolific British actors. And he's really, it's amazing how no one knows his name, but he's like literally in everything. Back in 1990, he auditioned for the role of a James Bond villain. He didn't get the role. He failed the audition because he was recovering from a night out. He had a severe, what we call in this country, a bubblas. In his country, of course, it was a hangover. Because he was out dueling with Daniel Craig.
Stop it.
What are the odds?
What?
Daniel Craig, of course, went on to become the latest installment of James Bond, but that's how stuff works. All right, here's one to do with nature. Yeah, this is a natural science one, which I think you'll enjoy. How can you do a Get Fact without some natural science, right? Under evolutionary pressure, when I say evolutionary pressure, increased evolutionary pressure over the last 120 years, did you know that more and more elephants in Mozambique, male elephants, are now being born without tusks?
No.
Well done, Elise.
Oh, well done, okay, evolution. Shame on you, mankind.
Yeah. Exactly. So what have the tusks been replaced with?
Knobs and forks. Imagine they get born with one knife on the left, fork on the right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they grow stainless steel teeth. Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And there is I was looking in the Guinness World Book of Records because of that story, which we still cannot confirm or deny about the 10 babies that were born to a Gauteng mom. So as soon as we find out 100% about that, we'll let you know. But according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the world's most difficult tongue twister is our very own. It's a tongue twister in Xhosa. Is it Xhosa? And the tongue twister is the skunk rolled down and ruptured its larynx. That's in the Guinness World Book of Records as the hardest tongue twister.
So can I try it?
Oh, you want to try it in Is it Xhosa?
In Is it Xhosa, yes.
Well, we have an Andy James with us who's actually a little bit more fluent. So, Andy, if you could just translate into Isqasa, the skunk rolled down and ruptured its larynx, and then Sky will give it a bash.
Sure.
One more time for Sky.
What? Go again.
Said slower.
Guy James, that is, you are so sexy.
What?
Sky Shabalala?
Yeah, come on, Sky. Your turn. Okay. Hey, Kuluminati.
Wait.
You know what, guys? Do you know what just happened to me?
What happened? What happened, Darmo?
Sky, I just got fat.
Oh, yes, lad!
Yes! Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.